What a great way to kick off the show, eh, folks? So it's Chris, and I'm back doing another Insomnia Radio main show. And my call out a couple shows ago has had a little effect. So I actually have a guest with me today. Hey, guest, want to introduce yourself?
Hello. This is Les Zaldor, formerly of Insomnia Radio Detroit. But, I think I'm going to be doing this again. I think you've inspired me again, Chris. So I think I'm going to do this again. Insomnia Radio Detroit is back. And I thought we talked about this when we talked about doing it back together, and I thought we'd do a show together, so get some songs together.
It's fantastic because nobody else is coming out to play.
Right. So yeah, this is a call out to all the other former hosts to get back out and do more Insomnia Radio. So we're doing an Insomnia Radio Detroit and Insomnia Radio Canada show today, although
as a main show,
exactly.
So I can play all this fantastic music that comes into my inbox that is not necessarily Canadian, but still great music.
So who was that we just heard?
That was Stormseeker and their track How to Be a Pirate. It was released January 29th of 2021, so it's not that old yet. And there's a fantastic video out there to go with this for anybody who is curious. It can be found over on Spotify, which is fantastic. Great for making playlists. And if I had a main show playlist, I'd definitely have it in it because it's a fun little tune.
We'll have to do
And
that.
yeah, fun little tune. I love the fun tunes.
Yeah, it was a fun tune. Reminded me of when I was on a cruise almost a year ago. Actually, a year ago today that we're recording this, I was in Tampa getting ready to go on a cruise for a 7-day cruise on a pirate. I was a
Lucky
pirate on a
you.
ship. On a Carnival ship, anyways. I was a pirate on a Carnival ship. It was fun.
Yeah, and the energy this band brings to this song is carried throughout the entire LP. I've had a peek at a bunch of their other songs, and they're just as fantastic.
Cool.
Lots of Celtic hard-hitting rock-like music.
Yep, and they tell you how to be a pirate.
Yes. And the instrumental choices are quite interesting.
Do they have an accordion at all? It sounds like there's an accordion in there.
It does sound like an accordion. In the video, they had a hurdy-gurdy type instrument, a cello, some guitars, various drum instruments, and another one that I looked at and went, I can't tell from the video exactly what it is, but it kind of looked hurdy-gurdy, but being played with a bowstring
With a,
or
a bowstring with
a
like a
violin
violin,
bowstring.
yeah,
Yeah,
like a
so it's
violin,
like,
yeah.
So they have some interesting instruments.
Huh? I haven't seen the video. I didn't realize there was a video for it. I'll have to check it
Oh,
out.
yeah. I'll make sure you get the link.
Yeah, please do.
And of course, when we post the show notes, we can also put the link there too.
yes, put the link there. So when we were, I was putting this playlist together, I was gonna do stuff from all over the world, and then I thought, you know what? Since we're doing a co-host show, I'm gonna do Detroit songs. So I picked out three songs from Detroit. Plus, since I'm coming back as Insomniac Detroit, that would be good to play Detroit songs on a co-host show.
Why not?
So that's what I did.
Do you want to play one of those next?
So I think so. Let's
Sure.
I'll play one that's kind of. I got this one recently from the band is called the Dirk Knowles, and it's a it's kind of it's not as heavy as the song we just heard, but it's kind of along the same lines a little bit. So check it out. It's called the song is called Living in the Right Place.
My face tomorrow. Oh,
That was the Dirk Kroll Band right here on Insomnia Radio. And we're doing a co-host. That band, Dirk Kroll, is from Pontiac, Michigan. They've just recently, last year, they won awards for greatest outstanding rock songwriter at the 2020 Detroit Music Awards. So he's out there. He's out there quite a bit. And I guess it was not so much piratey. It was more bluesy, funky.
Bluesy, funky, jazzy, or as my children would tell you, it had a solid bop.
It had a solid bop, yes.
You're living in you want right to sit place. Here and bop along with it while you're listening.
Yeah, I was bopping too. I was bopping too. You couldn't see me on camera, but I was bopping.
You're bopping?
Yes, I was.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So people should definitely go check out their music if they enjoyed that track.
Yes, yes. They have more of the
same
stuff.
Might be me eventually.
Yeah, more of the same stuff. More bluesy, jazzy stuff on the rest of the album. So I really appreciate Dirk for sending me his music. I put a call out to some people in Facebook group that I'm in, which is all about Detroit music, and put the call out to anybody in there who wants to send me music, and he was one of the ones that responded. So
that's pretty awesome.
One of the ones that responded, and the other two bands I'm playing off here are not, they didn't respond, but they're ones of, that I'm, I actually know personally. I'm friends with personally. I met them face to face and shook their hands and interviewed a couple of them actually. So
wow. There's
the other, but we'll get to those in a minute.
That's stuff you can play those interviews under the Detroit show eventually as you get rolling again.
Yes, I will. I can do that, or I can make new ones.
New ones, even better.
New interviews,
more fun stuff to be had.
I had some crazy stuff. I don't know if you listened to the last episode I did of Insomniarity Detroit.
I don't think I have.
Oh, you should listen to it.
At some point, I was going through all of the past shows, and I just downloaded everything to a playlist on a podcast player and just went through all of them. Like, I didn't care if it was in English or not. I listened to them all just for the music.
Yeah.
Because we did have a couple of hosts that were doing shows that weren't always in English, but hey, great music is great music.
Yeah, exactly. There was a couple. I'm trying to think which ones were not, which ones was ones that were not in English?
I think one, it was at Rio or Brazil or something Brazil. Occasionally.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the, if you're on the video, you can see there's the logos here. There's a UK right there. And
that Detroit. Was Stewart mostly.
Yeah, Detroit, Chicago, SoCal, and then what's the one on the very end? Again, you have to watch the video, which is available. It's going to be available at the website at insomniaradio.net. We'll have the video.
So you can see my crazy background and Les with his amazing Detroit background.
It's my amazing skyline. These logos are really cool. I don't know who made them for Jason a long time ago, but they were really cool.
I have no idea. Mine got done up a lot more recently, and it was somebody else that did it, and I've actually had Caroline from the Bugcast tweaking it and making it better.
Nice. I need to get with her about tweaking my logos. I've heard her talk about it on the Bugcast about she's doing logo stuff, so maybe she can.
Oh, she does amazing work, so she really needs to start charging people for it.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Bartering.
I'd pay her or something like that, or you know, go on the show and talk about logos and stuff maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She posted a bunch of macaw pictures today that look like real macaws and not artwork.
What is that again? Macaw?
A macaw. It's a parrot.
The birds? Oh, the macaw. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll check those out.
Pretty awesome stuff. We got a big talented community out there of podcasters that do podcasting and other stuff, which is amazing.
Yes. Very much so.
And I don't think we all promote ourselves nearly often enough or well enough.
Nope. So what you got? What song do you want to play from your side now? We'll play.
Oh, let's play the track from Send Night next.
Send Night.
Yeah.
All right. Got it. You want to intro it, or want me to intro it, or?
Yeah, let's just play it, and we'll talk about it after.
Okay, that sounds. Here it is.
Love is will live for a period.
Oh, that was some, yeah. That was going to wait for you.
That was one for me. It was quite a kick and dune.
That was.
So that one, I love John. He sends me so much amazing music. John runs Asher Media Relations out of Montreal, and he sends me lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of metal.
That is a rocking tune. That's a definitely the guitar solo in that is awesome. I like that, the guitar solo.
Oh, wasn't it amazing?
Yeah, it's a good.
That was Sun Night, and this is actually on their album that hasn't been released yet. It's coming out this year.
Oh,
so
wow.
We get a nice little sneak peek of their tracks, right? Which is pretty amazing. I love when I get stuff ahead of release, and I can go, I get to be one of the first people to play it. It's pretty amazing.
Yes.
So that was their track, Tearing Free, which you can find over on Spotify, which is amazing.
All these songs we're playing today are all on Spotify. That's where I'm playing them from, too. Shh, don't tell anybody.
That is pretty awesome.
But yes, they're all available on Spotify. You can get them there. Plus, you can also get them at their actual websites, which will have all the links at the show notes at insomniaradio.net.
Yes, which is the amazing place to find all of the shows once we get everybody back and running again.
We need to get everybody back and running again. I would love to have a Chicago show again. It doesn't have to necessarily be the old host, or it can be anybody. So if anybody who's interested in
doing some new people to take over, that would be fantastic. Sure. Or if you're from an area where we didn't have a show and you want to do a show, talk to us about it. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe we can make it happen for you.
You know what? One show that we never had, I don't think, on the Insomnia Radio Network was an Atlanta show. I think that'd be good to have an Atlanta show or a Miami show, something like that, or even like a Texas show, something like a...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because this band was from Atlanta.
Oh, yeah? See how I did that?
Yeah, look at that. Awesome
Night,
music
Send Night is from
Atlanta.
Nice. See, I played that really well.
Yeah.
So here's a show that the Atlanta show could be playing if we had an Insomnia Radio Atlanta.
True. True.
Anybody listening that's from Atlanta, or you know, doesn't even have to necessarily live in Atlanta, but it'd be helpful because if you want to go to shows and stuff and interview those people like I do in Detroit, you have to kind of be living there to do the shows in Detroit.
Yeah, the joys of once COVID is all done and over with, we can all go enjoy shows and do live interviews and not have to try and fight with how to sort out all the audio ups and downs of trying to do a recording with a show hundreds of miles away for a person and help them promote their album and have poor audio quality, because we don't want that for them. We don't want that for the show. We want great stuff. And it's so much easier if you can do it live.
Yes. I thought you were talking about the troubles that we've had trying to get this show together.
No, that's just the tip of the iceberg. You should see the fun I had to go through with Strange Breed to get his stuff up for his album that's coming out next week.
Yes, next week. Actually, comes out Monday.
Tomorrow.
Well, us
today,
the recording
I'm a
today.
Day off.
Today, those of us the recording, it's not going to be coming out tomorrow, Monday. It's already
Monday.
Probably when you're listening to this, it's already out. But it comes out February 15th, is when it comes out. He was on my other podcast, my Zaldor's World. I had him on there too, and talking about the album. And we had some technical difficulties with that show too. So I completely.
It's a thing. It's always got to happen once or twice before you get all the kinks wrinkled out and
I know.
All that fun stuff. But hopefully we'll get this show up as fast as possible so people can listen to it and be surprised that when it hits their RSS feeds again, then they're like, oh, Chris did another show. Surprise.
Then they hear my wonderful voice.
It is a wonderful voice.
Oh, well, thank you.
And it's good to hear it again.
And then knowing that you can also watch the video of it on insomniaradio.net. And you can see my wonderful
face. And see me drinking all my lovely
and you can see
tea in my Pooh Bear cup.
It's a Pooh Bear cup, and I've got my water.
It's a Pooh Bear cup.
It's
classic Pooh.
Oh, the classic Pooh, even better.
It's the best.
Yeah, I like it.
In my 24-year-old mug.
Is that old? Wow.
It is that old. At least 21 years old, if not 24 or 25. And I bought it from the Disney store in the Etobicoke Mall. So that's Toronto area.
Toronto, yeah. Yeah, I think
back when I lived over that way.
I think I've been in that mall a long time ago. Long time ago.
It's changed. And no doubt the next time I get into it, it'll have changed again.
Right.
It's the only mall I know that can back up the parking lot and have it backed out onto the Highway 401.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's a left lane off ramp, so it makes it even more confusing. I don't know if you've ever looked at the 401 up here.
a long time ago.
Yeah, there are spots that I thought it was big when it was getting to the, let's see, 16 lanes, and now there's spots where it's over 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Because you'll look down and over an aerial view, and you'll have all these merges and other roads coming in, and right. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm just glad I don't have to drive through it anymore.
Exactly. I'm glad you don't. It's the way it is in Atlanta, because I've lived in Atlanta. Atlanta's got these big, wide 75, it's about 25 lanes as well. So it's nuts. I know what you mean.
Yeah. So how about we play some more music?
Sounds good. I'll grab another one from Detroit that I'm going to be playing. This is John Kay and the Who's to Say. Check it out.
Everybody loves a comeback. An underdog that comes from nowhere. We all come from somewhere. It's time to run into the future head first. Hurry, hurry on the double. We're in trouble and we're going nowhere. But everybody loves a comeback. Everybody loves to bet on the underdog. Is testing me, gotta bring out the best in me, cook up the recipe for all the success I seek. If you're not impressed with me, get ready to be, because everybody loves a comeback, the underdog that comes from nowhere. We all come from somewhere. It's time to run into the future head first. Hurry, hurry on the double. We're in trouble.
John Kay and Who's to Say, right here on insomniaradio.net. That's the song, right? Yeah,
not John. Yeah, that's what you played.
That's the one. That's what I played. That was Underdog, and that's I like that jam. That's a really good stuff. And I was doing the happy dance too. I was doing the happy dance. When I said about doing the happy dance.
Always good when we play the happy dance music.
Yes.
And I think so far you could say that about the entire show so far.
What's that? That's happy dance music?
It's been happy music.
It's all
happy
music.
Dance.
I know. It's all happy.
Get you bopping. Get
That's
you
right.
moving.
Get you moving.
Brighten your spirits.
John Kay is again from Detroit. I've met him many times. I've known him for, probably a long time. He and I met up one time for karaoke, and we went to do karaoke at a bar not too far from where I live right now, and we were just having fun singing songs on a stage at a bar. This is many years ago, probably about 7 or 8 years ago. But it was a lot of fun, and I actually saw him last year, I think it was, at a live show with John Kay and the Who's to Say, and they're incredible. A lot of fun.
Live shows are always the best.
Yes, agreed. I know. I didn't go to a single live show last year. Versus the year before, I went to like 27 live shows, and pretty much two every month. And it's very disappointing I wasn't able to go to any last year. And hopefully this will change this year. But who knows? We'll see.
Well, you've done karaoke and live shows more recently than I have. So you have that. It's been probably 25 years since I've done karaoke.
Really?
Yep. I don't count playing rock band at home, singing on the mic here with nobody around other than the family. That doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count. You have to go to the bar or someplace like and do karaoke. Yep. That counts. Why so then, why do you not want to sing karaoke? Or
that requires money to go out and drink and have fun.
Oh, okay. That's true.
And yeah, we're poor.
I understand. But you can...
And live shows, I think the last one I hit was four bands in London. I think it was four bands. And I was going down because Double Experience was playing. And that's a band I've played a lot on my show. Those guys are awesome. And I lucked out because Kill Matilda was playing as well. And they're from BC. So the chance to see them out here in like London, Ontario is very slim. So it was a pretty good show. And then there were two other bands I'd never heard of that I got to hear. So that was awesome.
That's the nice thing about going to live shows, that you get to hear bands that you never heard of. Because you go see one band, and then there's opening acts that you never heard of before, and you might like them as well. And that's happened a lot with me. A lot of bands I've seen, even that back in 2019, when I went to so many shows. They were ones that I've never heard of before, and I went, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, those are the best ones. And you know, the location they were playing was a bit of a dive, and you know, their website contradicted everything that was there. And I grabbed my husband to drag him with me, so because driving back from London at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm gonna pass out. So he came with me so I'd stay awake, and he's gonna get a beer, and it's like, there were no good selections of beer on tap or in bottles or anything there. It was just crappy selections. Well, and for Canadian beer, that's sad.
That is pretty sad for Canadian beer, especially in London. London's got some microbreweries in there. I went to a couple.
They do. I really wish they'd been playing over at Call the Office, which is across the street from where they were. It would have been a much better location, much better shows. They've got a great setup there. Haven't managed to see a show there yet, but it's on my bucket list.
Yeah. Maybe we'll meet up in London one time and go see a show together there. That'd be cool to meet you in person and go to show in London. London's a great, great place to see shows at. I've seen
it is. There's a great little London, Ontario Facebook group just for bands. And I've managed to get a bunch of bands to send me music from being in that group. So hopefully when things open up, they'll start sending me notifications of gigs they're playing and where in London, because at least that's only an hour drive for me.
Well, it's like 2 hours, 2.5 for me. So, but I can do it. It's not a big deal. The last time I was in London, I drove back after the show, and my son was with me. It wasn't too bad, but yeah, I was tired. I think I ended up pulling over and getting some coffee or something like that. But yeah, because my son fell asleep.
Pull over before he crossed the border to get the coffee.
Yeah, we went and saw Prozac for one of their last shows.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And
I
met up with Strange Breed. He was at the show too with his friends and stuff. So we got to hang out there at the show.
Nice. But yeah, nice.
Prozac was a lot of fun. And my son got a picture taken with Prozac, and it was cool. He liked it. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have ever heard of Prozac. So he's the one who told me about
him.
So, and he listens to all this new music too. So it's kind of cool getting some band suggestions from him on some of the stuff that he listens to and vice versa. So we have a lot of similar tastes in music, which is good.
That is awesome. Let's see if we have similar taste in my next track.
Let's see. I think we do. I think we do.
You think we do?
I think so.
Should we just play it and then I'll talk about it after, or should we talk about it now?
No. Well, no. Let's just play. We'll just play. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
Pow. What a track.
Wow. That was definitely, I was waiting for Metallica to start coming in. Oh, yeah! Like that. I was waiting for that to start.
But it's not too often you get a really good track that's just instrumental, no vocals, which I think is one of the things about this band that made that track stand out to me, because usually I get something that starts like that, and I'm like, oh, the vocals are going to start, and I'm going to hate the song, and oh, there's no vocals.
That's how I was kind of waiting for it, but it was really good, though. I was tapping my foot.
I know. I love metal. Not my favorite genre, but I do love it, and unfortunately, when you start getting into those ones where the voices are kind of that screamo hard to hear, rah, 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 I'm like, you just ruined the song for me.
Yeah.
I know there's people out there that love it and, you know, enjoy it. Take it all. Have fun with it. And the musicians that produce it is amazing, but not my cup of tea.
Yeah, I think that would have been, if that had happened on here, it might have ruined the song. Not that I'm not saying it was a bad song. I'm saying if they had somebody who was going real screaming, like Cookie Monster Rock is what I call it. And that would probably like have ruined that song. But that's a good song. I like it. Good choice. What was the name of that band again?
Here's a question. Can I pronounce it correctly?
Yeah.
Lionin? I don't know. What would you guess?
Lionin. Lyonen. Lyonen. Lyon is lion.
Well, hopefully the band hears this, and if we've got it wrong, they'll let us know and send me some phonetical spelling for it so that next time I get it right.
Or get them on your show and do an interview with them maybe or something like that.
That would be awesome. Yeah, and knowing John, because this came from John at Asher Mediarations again, he can make that happen. He's always telling me a lot of the bands are available for interviews, and my issue right now is tweaking the setup so that I can try and have the sound that's coming in recorded and the sound that I'm doing recorded and have them on separate tracks so I can tweak, and then if somebody coughs, we can get rid of it.
That's the only problem with what we're doing right now, is that if I was to cough or whatever like that, you'd be caught on camera unless I switch to the other view, but we don't have that on there. So, but that's okay. This is still fun.
That's okay.
I think this is fun, and I think we talked about this, doing this, of course, and I think maybe we should try to do a live one. Well, actually, we can watch this live in the future.
Well, that would require people to be around and available, so maybe we'll send out links via the IR Detroit and the IR Canada Twitter or Facebook or something, and
if they want to do a live one, if they want to watch a live one, watch us do this thing live. Do it live. We can, you know, I'm doing my show, Insomnia Radio Detroit, probably live. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I need to probably set up an Insomnia Radio YouTube or something like that, or something like that, or a Facebook, Insomnia Radio Detroit Facebook. I don't think I have that. I have Twitter. I have Insomnia Radio Detroit Twitter is IR Detroit Twitter. I reactivated that recently.
Beautiful. So
that's going. Of course, you can go to detroit.insomniaradio.net for all the old shows and the new ones, which are coming out very soon, probably a few days after this one comes out.
That's exciting.
If you're listening to this, you can go to insomniaradio.net and look for Detroit, and you can find the new one. Is it episode 33, 34, something like that? Don't listen to the old ones, though, because that was like 10 years ago almost. And the last, as I talked about earlier in the show, the last one I did was at a bar called the All Around, which is no longer around. It's no longer All Around. It's closed. They closed a couple years ago. But you could tell the progressiveness of when I was sober versus near the end of the show when I was not sober. So it's kind of entertaining to listen. We're yelling. I had another friend of mine with Jason who was with me, and we were yelling by the end of the show. So,
oh, dear.
Yeah.
So hopefully the audio quality coming out of the new shows will be so much better.
Oh, yes, they will, because I've got everything set up here. I've got a great setup, and as we're doing this, as we're streaming this, I'm in Detroit, you're in Canada, and we're doing a great job, and I think the quality of these are going to be amazing.
So you want to do this again, then?
Oh, yeah, we can do this again.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, definitely.
Because my inbox right now probably has somewhere between 30 and 100 non-Canadian tracks ones that I've shuffled aside. So lots of main shows that, you know.
You can grab those. We can just do one show together then. Yeah, I'd be definitely interested in doing this again with songs you have there, so we can get those out of your inbox and out to the people.
They need to be out to the people. Exactly. There's some pretty amazing tracks in there. Lots of stuff from all over the world. It's not just like North America that I keep getting sent. I've had some UK bands. I've had some bands from Russia. I've had some Germany bands. I get some, and I listen to them and go, I have no idea if they're swearing or foul language in this. Like,
well, and I have bands like that as well. My stuff that I could play, and I just chose to do all Detroit bands just because I'm kind of, this is kicking off the Detroit show again, so that's why I did it.
It is, which is awesome. So now if we could just get, you know, Stuart keeps telling me he's going to come back and do a show.
Yeah.
But I have yet to see an IRUK show come out.
IRUK show would be incredible to hear again. I think.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever see the Daily Dose come back, but
that's a lot of work. That was a lot of work.
That they were a lot of work, and you know, even if you knew you had a week coming up and you scheduled them all way ahead of time, that's still a lot of work.
Yeah, huge props for doing as long as he did.
Yeah, Ro started helping him out with that too.
Oh, okay.
From Dark Compass.
Yeah, Dark Compass. Yeah, I remember
that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's still
such
going.
Memories. Such memories.
Yeah, Rose taken both his shows and mushed them all into one. So instead of doing like just a Dark Compass show and a Dark Compass metal show, he plays whatever now, which is probably a lot less work for him.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, but you know, we used to have was it Irk did a Australia show?
Yep. Oh yeah, I remember.
And
that.
He said he was going to take some time off, and it's been 3 years, maybe more.
Yeah.
And like I don't know, I think we only saw, was it SoCal only did about 4 or 5 shows and then poof, gone.
Yeah, Charles didn't do too many more after that, I know.
Yeah.
Well, now's a good time for everybody to come back. As I said at the beginning of the show, let's come back.
Yeah, we're all stuck at home with COVID. You might as well do something fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Entertain the world, right?
Entertain the world. That's what we're trying to do here. And that's why I said we need to do them live so we can entertain them live.
That'd be scary, but you know, I've done it. I've done it with the boys over on T.O. Grey Hot with the Star Trek shows.
Yeah, right.
Those run live. Only if you come to the Telegram chat to get the link to the live show.
Oh, okay. Well, we can do an Insomnia Radio live, and we can do the same thing. We can put it in the Insomnia Radio Canada Telegram chat, or maybe we should set one up for Justin's All in Insomnia Radio chat.
We could with subgroups.
Yeah, okay. You could do that?
Oh, now you're making work for me.
We'll have to talk. We'll have to talk after the show.
Lots of stuff to talk about. Maybe Stuart should like come join us on Telegram and we could talk.
There we go.
And we're going to call him out lots.
Call him a lot. I know we've called him out quite a few times. All right. Well, this has been fun. I've enjoyed this. This is a lot of fun. And we must do it again soon. And of course, Insomnia Radio Detroit is coming out soon.
So links will go up, and once you share them, we'll pop them out on all the other social medias over on the IR Canada sites so that people that are following my show, if they want to catch some Detroit music, can come find you.
Sounds good.
Because that's what we do. Share the love.
That's right. That's right. That's like we're doing it. We're sharing the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think you've got one more track to play for us today, and then we get to wrap things up.
I do. And this song is from the band called Ava Under Fire. I have known the lead singer and guitarist, lead singer Amanda, guitarist. I've known them for, probably about 10 years. They've been on my show a couple times as Ava Under Fire and also the previous band they were with. But this song that we're playing here is off of their upcoming album that's coming out. It was supposed to come out last year, but it got delayed because of the COVID stuff that happened. And it's now coming out this year, hopefully. But this song that we're playing is actually played on, it's in a movie. It's in a movie that came out a couple months ago called Snowbirds, I think it's called.
Okay, yep.
And there's a couple of other great rock bands are also on that soundtrack as well. So here's their song called Heroin. And then that's the end of the show, right? Yeah. So thanks again.
So people are going to have to come find us on the web. Check this out and impatiently wait for the next show.
That's right. Hopefully it will be sooner than later, right?
Absolutely, because it's been far too long between main shows. This will be the third one since we've revived it.
Nice. Well, we'll do it again soon.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Les.
I can't save you, no, I can't change you now.
when I can't save you, no.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone. And remember what Count Rugen said. If you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.